As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froppers!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hour's Sunday session. The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Fat! We're trapped in lockdown for at least 3 more weeks. How the hell are we going to get through?
Well, I'll tell you how. Old Quizmaster Billy has come to the rescue again, Jim. I'll give you my hump day quiz, which will get you thinking. And then I've got a very, very good joke to get you laughing. I'll bang and bang.
Well, that'll be crap. We've also got an idiot file from you as well, and that will actually make people laugh. But next, I'm going to tell you some things that the lockdown has made completely obsolete.
Ah, that reminds me, Jim. I've got to drop the kids off at the pool.
Oh, no. Now we're back in lockdown, Fat, and fair to say I've had enough.
Yes.
I don't have a lot of tolerance, and I don't have a lot of patience anyway.
Jim, I don't think you're Robinson Crusoe, no. Mate. A lot of people have really, really just had enough. Yep. They've had it up to pussy's bow.
Yep. So what I've done, well, what we've done, I should say, is we've put together a list of the things that have become completely obsolete in lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And a reminder that we're in lockdown now for the second time.
Yes, Jim.
All right. I just threw that in anyway, that last bit, just because I'm annoyed. All right. I've got 4, and then apparently Fat's got 4.
No.
All right. So, number 1 of the things that have become completely obsolete in lockdown?
Yes.
Uber. Well, you can't go anywhere anyway, Fat. So what's the point of having an Uber account?
All right.
Uber Eats different because you can get food into your joint, but Uber, where some very nice person comes and picks you up and drives you somewhere. What is the point of that?
No point.
All right. Your weather app.
Oh, can they get it wrong?
Bill, who gives a stuff? You can't go outside anyway. It can be pissing down. It can snow. It can hail. It can be humid. It actually doesn't matter. In fact, the better the weather it is, the worse. Because it's like a ball tickle. Anyway, so the weather app, completely obsolete.
Righto.
This next one hurts me.
Oh, this hurts you.
Golf clubs.
Ah,
Bill! Taylor Made have just delivered me a brand new 50-degree wedge. It's still got the plastic wrapper around it.
And it will for another month.
Oh, my God. You can't play golf without copping a $5,000 fine. Those two bastards the other day broke in. They copped $5,000 each. Don't worry about getting the bananas that handed the bloody disease out of the hotel. You let them walk around. But don't break into a golf course. We'll fine you $5,000. So anyway, they're completely obsolete. And the final one, Bill, luxury escapes.
Oh.
Are you across luxury escapes?
No.
It's one of my favourite websites.
Of course it is.
You get on there, Fat, and they give you the best deals at the best luxury hotels anywhere in the world.
How's that going?
Fat lot of bloody good days. We're not travelling anywhere till 2023. Even when things were good, Bill. Like, you know, if I didn't have a holiday for 6 months, I'd still get on there. And I'll have a look at the best hotel in Langkawi. But what's the point now? All right. So there, without a lot of thought, they're my top 4 things that have become completely obsolete in lockdown. Now I'm interested in yours.
All right, Jimmy boy. Not bad, yours, but of course they're a bit salubrious. mine are the more common man.
More basic?
We all know that. I'm the common man. Right. You're the aloof one
there. So here are the 4 things that Bill believes have become completely obsolete in lockdown.
Obsolete, Jim.
That's it.
First is bloody beer taps, Jim. Fair dinkum. All I want, Jim, is a Carlton draft off the wood. Just to walk in, I'll pay me $4.50, and I just want one off the wood to sit there and drink it at the bar. But I'm a simple man, simple pleasure. Do you reckon we can do that?
No.
No.
All right. Well, that's a good one. That's an obsolete item in lockdown. That's your firstie. All right.
The next one is?
Second one?
The TAB. TAB, Jim. You know why? I love the camaraderie ship in there. We all get in there. We all get in there, Jim. And we're all losers. We know that. But we put our bets on and we get a tip. And then old Knackers tells EC, pulls me coat and says, I've got one for you at Morfordville.
Yes.
And I say, I've got one for you at Perth. And guess what? We all watch it and it loses, Jim. I love that. We all get together. We are all flogs.
All right.
In there.
So they're shut.
Yep. Done. No right. TAB. No,
obsolete the TAB. Third thing in Bill's list of things
one of
that
my
have become completely obsolete in lockdown.
one of my favourite simple pleasures in life, Jim.
What's that, Bill?
At about 10:35 every morning.
Yep.
Going to have a crap.
No!
Jim.
How's that become obsolete?
Because I can't wipe my ass anymore, Jim. There's no dunny paper.
Jim. I'm off.
I just love sitting down. I've worked one up because I've gone for a little walk around the block, Jim. Oh, and I get all nude except for the top.
Oh, come on.
And I can't have a decent one. Well, I get anxiety sitting on the old throne.
That's number three of things that have become completely obsolete in lockdown for the fat. I'm a little trepidatious as to what number four looks like. But here it is, the number four thing for fat that's become completely obsolete in lockdown.
Dingers. Dingers, Jim, dingers. Poor old Wilbur can't do his best work, Jim. It's hard enough already in lockdown. But do you reckon I can even get in there and get some? My drawer's full of them.
Oh, no.
They sit there and look at me and say, any chance we can get a bloody run?
I don't want the mental thought, the mental picture of that.
I've forgotten how to put them on.
Turn him off,
and now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
What do you got for us, fat boy?
Well, I feel like Tony Barber, Jim. I'm one of the most popular quizzes going around of the century, and this one is the Hump Day Quiz, where we have two of our very, very good listeners, Jim. And
before we get to them, because they've been handpicked and I like the thought of them, I've just got an all-points bulletin to head out to a few, like Joel Romano, for instance.
What did Joel say?
Sandy Roberts. Now, if you put Sandy Roberts in there, as much as we love sandals, Stuart McKenzie, Sandy Roberts, you're not going to get picked for the Hump Day Quiz. It's as simple as that. And it was all Todd from Bowen Heads.
Yep.
Sandy Roberts.
What about Loki? We had him on last
week. Where is he, Loki? No.
Me and me mate Gav want to win a trip to Thailand.
Can't do that. But Craigie Diver, I like this. He's one of our contestants. I live in Perth. I can never ring through for anything. I can tell a better joke than fat. Well, that's not hard. What did the dyslexic bank robber say?
What did he say, Jim?
This is and Nick Shelley. Bill is so ugly, when he tried to join an ugly contest, it said, sorry, no professionals. So a couple are having a crack at you, fat, which I like.
All right. We've got him there.
So we got him there.
Hello, Nick.
Bill, how are you, mate?
Going well, buddy. Where are you from?
From Albury, mate.
Albury Wodonga. We got some audio for you.
Mate, I live here and you try to lock me out of Wally Wodonga and Albury. How am I supposed to get a settlement?
Nick, that's not you, is it?
No, not me, mate.
All right, and from one legend of the West to another, Craig.
How you going, fellas?
Oh, now, you're a Magpies fan, is that true?
Yep.
From Western Australia. Who do you follow in the waffle, please?
Oh, I have to be Swans.
Oh, no, that's out east.
Who are they?
The Swan Districts.
Swan Districts.
That's our bloody eastern districts there. All right. Hey, boys, Bill, I'm just going to apologise in advance for Bill's quiz mastery.
Whose girlfriend crossed a golf course and climbed two fences to join him in the team hub?
Craig, I can't remember his name. Taylor,
well,
Jim?
Nick, have we got anything from you?
Nah.
I think that audio might have been Nick.
I think we need to give it to Craig then, because he's got half the name, Elijah Taylor.
Elijah Taylor, right. But we'll give you that,
We'll give you that, Craig. But we expect more, venomous contributing, please.
Have a listen to this audio, and after it, well, have a listen to it first, but don't jump in, okay?
Fremantle line up on the mark. Nunes's kick. Oh. It's a magnificent kick. He's won the game for Carlton.
He has. Who should have taken the kick?
Nick. Michael Gibbons.
Gibbo. All right, one apiece.
Oh, the Albury
He's
Tigers.
He's from up my way too.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. He's...
Where's he from?
Albury, I think, mate.
He's an Albury boy, is he? Gibbo. Oh, nice.
Know that. The SSNA club still to go up there?
Yeah, mate, get in the locker room, Tubes Kiwis.
Well done. Which current AFL coach has the best winning record of all time?
Craig.
Craig.
Chris Scott.
Chris Scott is true. Need to scream your name out, boys, especially you, Craig, because you're from the West.
Two to Craig, one to Nick. And the post office still to go over there, Craig?
Oh, I think that's long gone, Billy. I think it's Black Betty's now.
Black Betty's?
Oh, a post office in my day, Jim. Wow, we...
What, in Perth?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, you and I went over there to do a prelim final, rolled into a second prelim final over 3 days, and very nearly didn't return home. We didn't sleep for two whole days. I was left wandering the streets of East Perth. That is 100% true. Fat just left me.
Probably doing some of my best work.
I very much doubt that. All right, question four.
Righto, boys, this is a general knowledge question. Who is this?
Be kind to one another. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Nick.
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 Is it Michelle Obama?
No.
But good guess.
Good guess. All right, Craig, got a free hit.
Yeah, it's the daytime American chick married to the Porsche.
What's her name?
Oh, I can't think of it.
She's supposed to be very nice, but there's a few coming out saying she's not.
No, can't give you any more time. Ellen, of course it was. So we're 2-1.
Jim, she's in a bit of trouble.
She is.
Coming at her.
No,
at
she
Ellen.
Is. Losing traction very quickly.
That's her catch cry, to be kind to one another. Right.
Righto, so this is the decider, Fat?
Yes. Right. If you get this, Craig, you win. If Nick, you get it, guess what? We're all tied up. It's one of the great quizzes. Who was the Suns defender who copped two whacks in the
Nick.
Guts?
Yes, Nick.
Sam Collins.
Sam Collins.
Oh, Jimmy.
It's a ring-a-ding-ding.
It's a ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding.
2 + 2 makes 4 in my book.
My book.
All right, so we've got, it's time for a tiebreaker, Fat.
A tiebreaker. Which NRL coach was sacked last week? Or give me any coach that's been sacked this year in the NRL.
Craig.
Yes, Craig.
Craig.
Bellamy? No.
Oh, no! Not the bellyache! He's the number one coach in the comp! All right, Nick. Is
a
free hit for you, Nick.
Anthony Seibold.
No.
He hasn't been sacked. He's had other issues, but he hasn't been sacked.
He hasn't been sacked yet.
All right, so another tiebreaker, Fat?
Yeah. Who is the NAB Rising Star this week?
Nick. Max King.
Yes!
Hey, Maxie King.
Nick has come from nowhere.
He has.
Yeah, thanks,
well
boy.
Was not sort of sharp early, Nick, it's fair to say, Bill, in the quiz, but he came home nice and strong.
I thought it might have been him in that audio we played before.
Lingers me home, diddy who, they say do.
We play the Swedish Chef, Fat, because we've got some very nice feedback. I'm going to read it to you.
Yes, please.
Dear JB, you are the King of Kings. Anthony William and Rabbits Bartholomew.
Yes.
My name is Josh Prentice, and I am a podcast listener in Sweden.
Oh.
Now, this has come to us because you, of course, did the Swedish rap.
We did.
Which wasn't great the other day.
Very good, Jim.
I was thrilled to hear the inaugural Swedish rap,
yes.
Including Bill's attempt at the Swedish language. To quote Michael Roberts, I'm confused. About Billy's negative comments about Sweden. I will admit no place is perfect. Bowen Heads accepted. So this is a listener. This is a rusted on Bill if he's quoting Bowen Heads.
I know. But Jim, have a listen. He says it's not. He reckons it's perfect. I said it wasn't. Then he goes on to say how bad Sweden is for a while there. Read the next bit.
Thank you, Bill.
Aside from the cold, Jim.
That's
can't
what
you read?
I was going to do.
Well, any chance you can read it?
Aside from the cold and dark winters and lack of any humour from the locals in social settings.
That's it, Jim.
We can still enjoy one off the wood at a pub.
Yeah.
And play golf.
In saying that.
Yeah. The Swedish chef would do a better job with the current Muppet of a PM they've got here. Well, they've got that in common with who we've got running our joint. Shopping centres are open without restriction, but no crowds at footy matches or amateur sporting events. Go figure the logic in that.
Mm.
Keep up the great work. Can I put forward Sandy Roberts as the answer to next week's quiz?
Very good.
All the best from Josh in Stockholm and Gav in Thailand. So, Josh, thank you very much for getting back to us about the Swedish rap, which we admit wasn't great, to be honest.
Oh, I reckon we can send him a pair of Bloodstone boots. What do you reckon? They'll go all right in Sweden?
All right, we need to find out his size.
Yes.
Why don't we just send him a voucher? It might be a bit cheaper.
So we send him a voucher to Stockholm. He sends his size all the way back to Tassie, and they send the boots back again.
Well, no, send him a voucher to, I don't know, what else we got?
Bloodstone boots would be great in Sweden.
I'm with you. Let's get him a pair of them, and we'll get Jilly on to finding out what Josh's.
What was his name, Jim?
Josh.
Josh who?
This says Josh.
By the way, Bloodstone boots.
Guess what?
The ultimate protection.
You're fired.
And ultimate comfort. You can see the full range at blackwoods.com today.
Yeah, no, very nice. Okay. Well, we appreciate that, Bill. We have a fan base that goes everywhere. Of course, our man Shane from Ireland has been a part of our show for many years.
You know what we should do, Jim?
What?
The remotest place. The remotest place. Mm-hmm. Someone just emails us in. And we will give them a prize. We might give them the Bloodstone
boots. So you're going to get on the Google Earth and work out who listens to us in the remotest part of the world.
That's it, Jim. And they've got to say hi, but they've got to say something about the show so we know they do listen.
Yes,
like Gav in Thailand or Confused or Sandy Roberts.
Yes, that's it.
And we will give them a prize. That's just a little offside thing, Jim.
An offside thing.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that in a week's time on a Friday.
Yes.
We'll put together, we'll collate all of the emails we've received.
A collage.
And I would suggest if you want to get a mention, you say something positive about either you or myself or the show.
That's a very good
idea. That helps you get on pretty
much.
Very
good idea, Jim.
All right. Very nice, Bill. I like that. But that from Josh was very much appreciated all the way from Stockholm Rabbits. So here are the things people like about this show. Number one, Jim, for obvious reasons, comes in distant first. But then...
absolute flog.
Back from there, Fat, what people tend to love enormously is the idiot file.
Yes.
And this is where you try and speak, and it doesn't work.
Mm. A bit like sometimes when I'm on mute on the Zoomer here.
So not only can't you speak, but that it really sounds bad as well. What is that you're drinking, by the way?
Just have a little seven, Jim.
A little throwdown.
A little seven.
All right. Idiot file time. Rabbits, hit it, please.
I can't believe it. The Triple M footy clangers, Jim. Thanks to our very good friends there at...
Amy.
Amy, Bill, The same sponsor we've had for that the whole way through the season.
That's right, No. This naughty, it just wouldn't do up to
thank you, Bill,
Or a robe.
I know what you're saying,
Just kept falling apart.
Yep.
Even falling apart.
All right, what else have we got, Fat, in this glorious opener? That's it.
Well, that's it, Jim.
Right.
Because we've got a big show. We've got Nick Haynes.
Have we?
Yeah. We've got Mike Geyer.
Mark.
Might even know. There's something wrong with this audio, doesn't it? First of all, we will go to Sydney, who lives in Tassie,
Cindy.
A name Cindy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello, Cindy.
Hello, how are we?
Whereabouts in Tassie? In Hobart or Lonnie?
in Hobart. In Hobart,
The bad news. My obese parrot died yesterday. Obese parrot died yesterday. Right. Listen up.
Followed in the next 15 seconds.
I'll tell you who was good. Longmire. Wasn't he? The coach of Freo.
Muir,
he just said, Muir. I love Zerha too. He just has a crack. Hey, the big forwards, Aaron McNaughton and or even Aaron Norton.
McNaughton.
My wife is pregnant, Jim.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. This is a joke, obviously. My wife is pregnant with a boy, Jim.
Pregnant
with a boy. And also Mitch Marsh. They tell us he was a very good footballer. Could have he... got picked up by the Fremantle or the Eagles?
Well, that's a good one. That's an obsolete item in lockdown. That's
it
your
is.
Firstie. All right.
The next one is?
Second one?
The TAB. TAB, Jim. You know why? I love the camaraderie ship in there. We all get in there.
What are you wearing today, by the way? Are you going all Dan Andrews on us?
Who?
A North Face or whatever the hell he wears. What have you
got? When I do these countries, I like to bring my North Face jacket.
But it's not a North Face. What is it?
It's a cheaper one.
Does it say Moo Moo on the side of it?
It makes you look like the Michelin man.
It says Moo Moo.
Actually, it makes me look a lot bigger than I are. I agree with that. They've got a bit of soccer going on, Jim, at the minute.
Yes, yes.
The Allsvenskan Soccer League. Hacken defeated the Varberg Boys 2-1. North Kopping defeated the Gotborg.
That's actually near Sherping.
Well, shut up. No one asked you, Rab. 3-1.
Yes.
And Sirius defeated Helsingborg 2-1. G'day, Mumpsy boy.
One of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs. Giannis Antetokounmpo was rejected for headbutting during the Bucks' penultimate regular season game against the Wizards. And Portland's Damian.
Oh, Basil.
Basil.
Unusual for someone else to get pronunciations wrong, Fat.
Come on, Basil. He's Australian through and through. Matty Delver. Jim.
Oh, there's more.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Would you be like that, or you'll bounce up and go, hey, Lebo?
Lebo? Yeah, no.
Lebo.
Lebo.
I don't know if I'll call him Lebo, but...
that was Matty Delavova. Now...
Yeah, that's him, yeah. Fat, I'm not sure this remote broadcasting helps you.
No, it doesn't help.
Like, when you're in studio, you're not good. But now that you're all the way down in Geelong, broadcasting out of your own pub, it's horrendously bad.
Well, it's good to see Basil in the idiot fight. Poor old Basil got a run in the idiot fight. He won't be happy with that, the mayor of Perth.
No, that'll be the highlight of his career, appearing in Bill's idiot fight.
How's a player this good only got 2 Brownlow votes in his career? He's played a lot of football, and he comes anyway. Hope he doesn't miss now. Oh, splits the middle. Wonderful kick by Shepherd.
Yes, that's right, Dennis. Brad Shepherd, who's been kicking a couple of goals of late, 189 games and only 2 Brownlow votes. Brad, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me, boys.
No worries. Jim is coming, mate. Don't worry, we'll get him involved. But obviously, your footy's been going very well. But I want to talk cricket with you because you are related to the Marshes, to Jeff and to Sean and to Mitchell. And I think your dad and uncle, grandfather were very good cricketers.
Yeah, correct, mate. Cousins with the Marshes. And, my old man played cricket in WA Perth here. At A-grade level, and I think he might have played against Jimmy a few years ago. So, sort of the family are all cricketers, and, I'm sort of one out of the box playing footy.
But did you have a choice of playing cricket for WA or footy?
Growing up I played cricket, and probably at 17s I played state 17s and was in the state 19 squad just before I got drafted, so... Yeah, I'm sure if I could have made it the whole way, but I was sort of in the state programs leading up to the draft.
And also Mitch Marsh, they tell us he was a very good footballer. Could have he got picked up by the Fremantle or the Eagles?
Oh, he likes to tell everyone that he is a good footballer. I think today's game, you got to involve a fair bit of running. You got to end out of 450, so. Mitch wasn't a great runner and he liked to just patrol out of the goal square. But to his credit, he had good hands. So, you never know.
Tell us about the West Coast, mate. Flying now, you won 7 in a row. Wasn't great times back there in the Queensland hub. What happened there, mate? We just didn't embrace it or just couldn't get going?
Probably just couldn't get going. There's a new environment and, coming off such a long layoff for the COVID period, it took us a couple of weeks to sort of click into gear. We had to change up the way we played as a team, the way we defended. And, once we reviewed that and got a good routine over in the Gold Coast, last couple of games there, we started to win and started playing a better sort of brand of footy, which we sort of still got that momentum since playing in Perth here. So, it's been a bit of a change around. But, the boys are in a good headspace at the moment.
Oh, nice to be. Sorry about that, both you, Fat, and Bradford. I've had technical issues that I've just been able to get my head around and fix, so my apologies. Bradford, over there in bloody Perth, or where are you anyway?
Yeah, he is.
I'm sitting down in a quiet room at the club, just getting ready. Like Simo's just called a last minute meeting in 7 minutes. So, you know, just sitting down, looking out at the beautiful view of Lafplaine Oval. Sun's out.
Speaking of Simo, I want to know how you get on with your coach, because Simo had this to say about you, Bradford.
Just tell me about this man and explain to the boys around me how good a player this man Brad Shepherd is.
he's got the Western Australian strut, that's for sure, over here. So don't worry about that. He swans around town thinking he's pretty well known.
Well, so he should, because I think he's very good. Just it won't have any effect on his game, but if he just needs a little confidence boosted today, Coach, just tell him that there's some people in the East that really enjoy what he's doing.
Last thing I'm going to say to him. The last thing.
Oh, a bit of the strut, have you, Bradford?
Yeah, not sure what he's talking about there. Maybe he's seen me down the beach a couple of times.
Where it comes from is, now this is a very strong family, sporting family in the West Fat, as you're probably aware. Of course, cousin to Mitch and Sean Marsh, and of course their famous dad, Jeff. But his old man, Keith, played for Freo in the district set up for a long time over there, Fat, and he used to bounce the crap out of me when I was a young bloke, just trying to make my way in the caper, and instead of looking after me, most of it was halfway down from your pop.
it's unlike him. But, obviously he's got some fond memories, always brings up those the good old days, he likes to call them. When he was coming through, there was a pretty handy opening bowlers going around the place, especially for WA cricket.
No, there was DK Lilly and the rest, Mick Malone and Dunny Clark, and they did have some handy bowlers. So it was a tough road to hoe,
and doing very well off the field, Jim.
Loved
that strut he's got going because he's got the new girlfriend there, Ellen. When I was over there, he was holding hands with someone else there, Jim, and seemed to know what the weather was every day.
Got a new girlfriend, mate. Thought I'd make that public throughout the week.
Yeah, well done. Hey, we better let you get to this meeting, Brad.
Good luck.
I was going to say, I've got about 30 seconds to walk in. Hopefully it's not a final.
Righto.
Go well, mate.
Ball inside 50. Levi Eddie's out the back. He's Fisher. Fisher has kicked 4. Wow.
Nice return. What about that? Just back into the side and bagging 4 against the best team in the comp. Welcome, Zach Fisher.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back out there.
But the AFM playing well, too.
Playing good footy, Zachy boy. And that one of those days where a couple just fall into your hands, mate.
Yeah, it was just, a few bounced my way, which is pretty lucky. I think it was the first time I've kicked more than one goal. So to kick 4 was pretty lucky.
Yeah, what's it like being back at home? You're a York boy. Obviously, I had 23 of my first years on Earth in Perth, and York's not a great joint, it has to be said. But you drifted into Perth and went to Guildford Grammar, which is, of course, Tom Moody and Brendan Julian, Alex Rance, very famous school, eastern suburbs over there in Perth. So would have been nice to be home.
It was really good. We spent 2 weeks up in Joondalup in quarantine, and then Perth didn't turn on the weather, unfortunately, so... Gold Coast has actually been a bit nicer, but it was good to see family.
Yeah, and what? Tell us about York, because I reckon I've done a sportsman's night or two up there with Mouse. Tell us about the great town of York.
It's a cute little town. I think it has about 5,000 population, about an hour out of the city. Chance Bateman's actually from there as well, and the Bruce Duperuzzle from St Kilda.
Duper.
Name is Duper.
And your mum's New Zealand. She come across and met the old man in York, which is unbelievable, and he was a bit of a superstar for the York Roos.
Yeah, I think he was the game record holder for York, and mum came from Gibson, which is 12.
Not a great joint. I have been to York on more than one occasion. We need to be honest. We're honest on the rush hour. You're not hurrying to get back there, Zach, are you, really? Let's be honest.
I'm enjoying Melbourne, mate.
There's a big difference, Fat, between York and Melbourne.
Did you used to live with Cripper?
I had a year with him last year.
How was that?
With his partner Mon and best mate from back home. It was really good, mate. It was good to live a year and see how he lived. He's a very professional captain, and just the passion and care he shows off the field, I felt like it really come down to me, which is good for my football.
Yeah, and now with what? Living with Bella, are you?
Just my partner won out in Richmond. I'm still only 400 metres from Cripper, so can't go too far from him.
Has Bella drifted up to the Gold Coast with you? Are we everyone in the hub?
There's a few partners that come up. Bella stayed in Melbourne. She's doing some of her crack for her uni, so she just stayed up in Melbourne.
He's also a very keen video gamer. He's one of those gamers, Jimmy Boy, is our mate here, Zachy. So you've been doing a lot of gaming in isolation?
Yeah, there's been a fair bit of it, especially in the quarantine period when we couldn't do much. There's probably about a group of 10 here who all brought up their PlayStations and have been given out a good red-hot crack.
Zach, how's it been mentally this season? It's so weird. You're flying into hubs everywhere and you're playing home games in Perth and home games in Darwin. From your own mind, has it been easy to settle and focus, or has it been sort of difficult?
I think we've all had our ups and downs, I think. I think coming from a boarding school background, it's been, I think, easier for me because, you know, I've been away from home since, I guess, I was 12. But, I think everyone's finding it tough without family, but I guess it's just how we deal with it week by week.
And the coaching group, how are they helping you with that? Bill was talking last week about the fact that the training loads have been virtually eliminated, so you're really just playing and recovering. But, yeah. You know, what about meetings? I know the meetings can be pretty intense. Have you had them dropped off a touch?
I think they've really been driving the fun element. So we've had, as you said, like some PlayStation FIFA comps, table tennis comps, and there's been a lot of cards being played throughout the trip. So driving that fun, so... keeping our minds occupied, but still being able to switch on when we have to and switch off when we can, which has been important.
Good on you, Zachy Fisher. And see if you can snag another four, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate
well
it.
Done, mate.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister,
this is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Oh, Jim, I'll just get it up. And what about the joke? Here we go.
Good thing we can edit all of this.
When I was born, Jim, I was given the choice of a long memory or a long doodle. Oh, shit, I can't remember what I chose.
Oh, no. Can you believe that? Seriously. The only bit that's funny about that joke is how funny you think it is.
Rabsy loves it. Look at him. He's in stitches.
Given we've all seen the size of your doodle, and it's actually an innie.
You haven't got either.
It's grown in.
Actually, I must have held the door. What happened?
Through the parks of Munich.
Yeah. With that an innie. That was cold.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good!
Triple M.